medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, life is so happy and free. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Hello, listeners. I want to welcome you to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Jodi Lynn. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being present. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Today's show will focus on reclaiming your faith. I have the man of the hour, spiritual teacher, and energy healer, Atana, with me. And we have a couple of guests, Anna and Carol, and we're all going to be discussing claiming your faith. Here to discuss claiming your faith, Atana.
Hey, wonderful beings. Hello, Jodi Lynn.
Hello.
Hello, Anna. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Atana.
Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful listeners, wherever you are right now in this moment, reclaiming our space is one of the most important aspects and parts of our self-healing, of our healing journey. First of all, when we start to claim our space, we're setting the stage for healing, for aligning ourselves with what our ideals are, with what we can then project into the space. Consider the space as being a canvas or a projector wall that you can project your intentions onto. If that's a crowded space, then your projection gets lost in the overall superimposing moment when the surface is not even or clear. And so where we're going with this is very simple. The number one part also in the sacred inner dialogue is in these conversations, and whoever hasn't read the book yet, I highly recommend you read the sacred inner dialogue, the book that I wrote, and it has so many amazing scripts and gives you an idea how the systematic and parts of this work can be applied on oneself and others. The space creating and space activating and the space clearing is so important so that we have actually space, what we can call the infinite, our unlimitedness into. And the more we are filling it up even with our own energies, the more we're creating a dimensional opening where more and more space can fractaling like into the infinite become available for the infinite source that we are. If that makes sense.
It does. Atana, it's Anna. Can I just jump in?
Go ahead.
Anna, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, wonderful Anna. Bring us here finally.
Speaking with you. Atana, I really just, I love this topic. I think it's such an interesting topic, and gosh, when I could talk to you for that for ages. But, you know, this week I have had a bit of a chest infection. I've had my head being full of thoughts. I just haven't been feeling quite myself. So, I really feel that I really don't feel like I've had much space in myself this week. I feel like there's been a lot going on. So can you just explain to me how claiming that space sometimes feels difficult because there's so much going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
How can we actually do that? Like what is a good way of actually getting into reclaiming your space? Is it doing a session with you? Is it doing some simple techniques? Like I feel like I need to clear out my space this week.
Well, a very easy start would be an effortless start would be just either signing up for a session, but ultimately I have the one-mans out there, the weekly recordings, and they help to clear space. The first thing that we really do in the one-mans is creating space. when I'm talking about a space, people think about, well, a workspace, a bigger space to live, but it's really also mental space, thought, thinking space, where you can actually think clearly. Emotional space, where you're not constantly overwhelmed with other emotions of fear or stress that are trying to intrude on your space that you have to have for your sanity. And often we are affected by circumstances outside of us, like we have to do this, we have to pay that. And it creates a certain pressure on our system, a performance pressure where we have to do something in order for us to get it done. And that means we have less space for what we really want to do, because we are forced to do something that we think we have to do. And whenever we fulfill these tasks for just a simple survival, we have less space for our true purpose expression or for our true creative expression. And our creativity, our unconditional love, our self-expression, and even our purpose requires space. The more space we have, the more of our purpose we can express. A very simple start with that is, and I want to go a little bit deeper into this. A simple start would be literally observing where our thoughts are in this moment, where our thoughts going to or towards to. And it could be just a habit. It could be just some stress that's out there that we feel we have to allow it to be in our systems. But ultimately, everything that is invading our system in terms of even pressure, tension, stress, just think about stress. Just that stress doesn't really need to be in our body, even if there is like a tremendous amount of stress. Because there are people in all kinds of situations and extreme stress situations, and they master in some way or form to be in their lightness and effortlessness. What we have to learn is to fortify, to create our sacred space, and with that sacred space, we create the most inner sacred temple of our systems, of our lives, that cannot be infiltrated by negativity or by stress or even like instability.
Yeah, that's absolutely true of your work, and I really I believe that that's really what happens when you practice. And you know, I practice the work a lot, but still, I can have a week where I'm feeling a bit off, and I don't quite do my practice as regularly as I can. And this week, you know, I slept in one morning, so I couldn't do the 1 month. So maybe that's why I'm feeling not as good this week. I missed the 1 month.
Can I ask you a question really quick, Atana?
Yeah.
With the projection, like when you first start, because of course there's a lot of reasons to reclaim your space, but you said projection. Can you explain that a little bit? Projection to me, you know, how am I supposed to come up, I guess, with what I'm supposed to project? How do you teach us to do that?
Yeah. When we think about a projector surface, right? Just think about a big outside cinema, and you have this big projector screen. Now, if that projector screen wouldn't be there and you would just project it onto the forest, you wouldn't see the image as clear. And so that means consider the image as an order that you put into the universe. Let's say you put in an order to the universe that's the menu items that you want to order. But the universe now can't really exactly see or sense what you really want. Is it the forest that you want, or is it what you're projecting onto the forest, or is it piece or parts that are being sorted out? On a clear projector screen, you would very clearly see what is being projected on it, because it's a very clean screen. And when we are occupied, when we are not really taking care of our internal space, and it's kind of like riddled with fear, riddled with stress, riddled with instability and all kinds of insecurities, then these are considered like holes in the screen. And so what we're projecting onto it is not being clearly discernible anymore. We can't really make out what is being projected onto it. When we project our life into the future, there has to be a screen that can be received and perceived as that, what it's going to look like or what it's going to become. And our
having more clarity, would you say?
And what?
Like having more clarity?
Yeah, having prosperity, having health, having happiness, just even like an easy, effortless flow, what's still the dream of my everyday, if that's ever going to happen.
Right.
You know, so, but think about the things that you're projecting out into the future. You want this car, you want this house, you want this job, you want this experience in life. You want this form of health, you want to be active. You're projecting that out, but is there a projection surface that you can actually hold clearly that reflects that back to you? You have to create almost an empty space. You know how when you look at a yoga space and you're looking at this amazing empty big space, and you think, man, there's an empty space. You could fill it with all kinds of things. But once the people going in there and doing yoga, you realize, wow, what a sacred space, what all you can do here. But when nobody is in that space, it looks like empty. The space, holding the space empty is really the work so that you can actually do the sacred activity in there.
Well, I'm going to leave us on that note for right now. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. But I do want to remind you listeners, you can catch Etana on Facebook, YouTube, and his Sacred Inner Dialogue. You can download off of Amazon or audiobook. We'll be back shortly.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hello, listeners. I want to welcome you back to our show, Let's Talk Healing. Again, our topic is reclaiming your space. Etana has pointed us to the direction of his book, and he has given us projection and space. I'm going to just go a little bit deeper. I'm going to turn it back over to Etana and reclaiming your space. A next step that we need to take.
All right, wonderful beings. I'm happy to be here again. I'm happy to be back again. I'm happy to have this space to express myself, to introduce myself, and also to give you insight how you can create sacred space for yourself. There's many different ways to create your sacred space. Even in Feng Shui, you're being taught to energize your space, to have possibilities of how you expand the energy and the life force in your space to the wind and water energies. In geomancy, you learn about the earth energies. And also really starting to appreciate clear space that you can fill with what you want it to be, and then you can have it also being cleared and then utilize it for the next surface projection. And we have also Carol with us. Carol, I think you wanted to say something to that, too. In the break, you mentioned something.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I wanted to respond to Anna, who was asking, like, what's a really practical way to apply this, you know, reclaiming your space. And as you were talking about it, it occurred to me that, you know, one of the first things that I learned with your teachings with the Atana Method was self-love, right? And that was a, you know, a new concept, really, because we're really not taught to love ourselves as we grow up in our society, right? And looking at the, you know, talking about the projector like you were, the way that I saw it was, it's also like internal. So as we're growing up and as things happen to us, whether it be that guilt is placed upon us, or we're made to feel shame, or we're in pain, or, you know, when traumatic or even abusive things happen to us as children, it's like an imprint gets put on our projector and or on our screen, right? And so a simple, like one of the first simple ways in the way that I look at it is for that, to bring in that self-love. And when you start bringing in just that simple idea of loving a piece of yourself, you know, if your right hip hurts, to love, to bring in self-love into that right hip, and then you start, your love that goes into that hip can kind of start moving out any projected guilt or something else that might have been there from somebody else.
Yes. And that's a very good point, to fill any space, first of all, with your self-love, to have the foundation of attracting the right things into it. And self-love and self-worth, and also these supporting frequencies, they are for me really not considered filling the space, because that's for me like still the space, because having the space is like such a mercy in itself, that we even have the space is just so amazing. We have all this mental space, we have all this emotional space, we have the spiritual space, we have the physical space. That's just a miracle in itself, and that's just a blessing. And utilizing it after you have it already is the easiest part. The hardest part is having the space. Once you have the space, the easiest part is really, you know, clearing it out and putting the stuff that you don't like on eBay or throw it out on the street or give it to Goodwill, and then create like the most amazing, spectacular room that you always wanted to have, or the most amazing office or yoga room or healing room that you always, or crystal room that you always wanted to have.
And are you talking, Atana, about as a metaphor for our internal space as well as our external space there? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because the internal space, having the internal space for your personal freedom, for your peace, for your harmony, it's just a must in order for your health, for your well-being, for all of our well-being. Because first of all, we have to recognize that we can have all the space that we want inside ourselves, because it's our space. We have to claim it. And the first act, official act, needs to be, I now officially claim, you know, like homesteading my space. And then the next part is, then you utilize the space or make the space what you really would like it to be for you. And often we look into the space that is already going on there, because consider a garden that we have for quite some time, but we really didn't realize that we have this garden and that's actually a garden. So it turns into like a wild jungle. And there's all kinds of things growing in there. And you can go in there and you can utilize it. And you can say, well, these are healing herbs, I want to keep this. Or you make this like the most beautiful garden that serves for your sanity and well-being when you go into this garden and you feel fully recharged.
You know, though, I mean, I hear all of that, but still, sometimes it's really hard to do it by yourself. Because, for example, this week, as I've just said, you know, I haven't been feeling that well, but my whole brain has been filled with messy, jungle-like thoughts this week. And I'm doing a session with you tomorrow, which I cannot wait to do my session with you because I need help. Like I need, you're like a gardener that's going to come in and help do all weeding, get my face looking good. Sometimes I feel that you know, no matter how much work, you need that help of somebody else. And why is that?
Yes. Well, think about the best gardener on the planet. Think about even the best golf player on the planet. Still needs some outside eyes, pair of eyes to see how your performance is. And you can be the best gardener on the planet. Even then, you may want to have an outside pair of eyes looking at the garden and say, well, you know, you could, that might be improve this area or that area. And when things happen, and you know, it can happen to anyone. When your energy system gets compromised to a cold, to an accident, or something happened and you attracted a virus or a bacteria that's messing with your system, that has an effect on your overall performance of the clarity of your mind. Because all of a sudden you're in turmoil and you're being in conflict with the whole system. And your immune system has now to get a hold and get the strength back up to get everything in balance. And in these moments, and it can happen, it's nothing even to be worried about. It's just like an adjustment. And that adjustment can easily happen, you know, with a session or sometimes with a guided meditation or even with the right healing stone. And even if you refresh, reading up on the section of clearing or detoxing, that is something that we need to think about on a yearly basis, like getting even a parasite cleanse going, getting an internal organ cleanse or getting like a liver activation for spring time. These are all things that need to be in place, you know.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop this for a short commercial. I'm going to remind you listeners to listen more for Atana. You can go to his website at www.atanamethod.com. On there you can book a service, you can download some of his audiobooks, to find out more about him. We look forward to talking to you shortly.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Listeners, I want to thank you and welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Jody Lynn, and today's show we are focusing on reclaiming your space. With me, I have energy healer Atana, Carol, and Sana. I would like to go ahead and open the floor to Atana. We were discussing the projection, clearing your space. Now, why is all that important?
It is important so that we have a experience that is a desired focus that we can build onto on our experience levels and build onto the next step in our life. Now, when we work on clearing our space, that means also think about this chaos around. Think about a city and traffic, and there's all kinds of chaos. It's a traffic jam, and nothing moves. That's like a fully blocked space, right? The roads are there so that you can drive. They're not necessarily designed so that you get stuck in the roads, on the roads, right? So consider the space that you have inside of you as a constant flow of energy. If the space is stagnant or not flowing right, then that space is occupied. The idea is, the key here is to get the healthy energy flow going, to get the healthy thought process going so that you can create a healthy flow and a healthy manifestation experience. Now, when we are in stagnation, then things are not happening to our liking. Sometimes that happens because we need to learn and to grow, but it is also a part of attracting, creating, or manifesting that. And we have to focus on how we identify these places in ourselves that are occupied with, let's say, dysfunctional patterns. That is space that's filled with dysfunctional energy. So it's important for us to identify these areas and to start bring the healing energy into it. You can learn how to do this with the Atana method. You can learn how to do this with all the tools that I'm giving you. But at the same time, the most important part is you have to identify. You have to look at, where are my blind spots? What can I do? How can I identify it? And not just ending up thinking, oh, this is just a messed up day. What the heck? What happened? It's more like, how did I get here and how can I get myself out of it? And that's really the key in the transformational view that you have that goes into internal space or even external space. If you look around in your life, for example, look at your life. If you just think all this has happened by chance, think again. A lot of this had to do with your decision making, how you got there. I know there's like a 0.1% that we cannot ever control. That's the mystery and the God influence, so to speak. But at the same time, there's a whole lot that you can really influence with your decision making. The decision making means claim the space that is yours, make the very best decisions for yourself and for your life to move forward. And it doesn't matter if we had made the decisions in the past. At any point, we can change the direction.
It's very intentional, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
Let's get Carol in. Hi, Carol.
Hello. So, yes, I've been thinking about how when clients come for sessions, and in the beginning, like using all these words, like flowing energy, stagnation, connecting, grounding is sometimes new to a lot of folks, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of the Atana method is like when they feel the energy start flowing in a session, then they can start having like a connection to that, right? Like, oh, I felt that. I feel something mm-hmm. different. And now I feel better. So let's do more of that, right? Like how can I do more of that? And one of the key things is always grounding, right, Atana? So
absolutely.
isn't that the thing? I mean, it's like one of the first things we teach our clients is like we've got to get grounded. And so can you speak to how getting grounded clears that stagnant highway system that you were referencing?
Yeah, when we are grounded, we're actually getting into claiming the space here on the planet. When we have all these great ideas and all these great ideas kind of like floating in our minds, in our heads, but we have difficulties to actually translate them in a physical experience, then that means a person is not grounded. And we have to enhance the grounding so that we can translate the energy that we have in our minds, even creative projects, into an actual physical experience of however that might look to you. If you're a painter, it might be a painting. If you're a musician, it might be the next song. If you're an actor, it might be the next show or movie. And whatever that might be for you, what it requires to be expressed to you, it has to happen once you're grounded. Because the more you're grounded and connected to Mother Earth in your life, the more you will materialize that. Because Mother Earth has this amazing, powerful energy of manifestation with it. The more we get involved with Mother Earth, the more our thoughts, the more our intentions, the more our desires will become reality. And that's the space we're claiming even here on the planet, or in the multidimensional, even in the cyberspace. Because we have to utilize, even if you want to create a website, you have to get a domain name. You have to get a website. You have to get this going. And that means you have to know the know-how, how to get into the workspace or into the earth space to get this done and even grounded, even though it's not directly on Mother Earth, but it's in the cyberspace, you still achieve this through a grounding because you're knowing how you get to this point where it's then being realized.
And Atana, how do you measure that? Either as a teacher or somebody myself that would be starting that, I mean, obviously you can feel some type of energy, but what are some of the other ways that I can tell my progress is going in the right way?
One of the easiest ways is to say, you're not grounded. Because if anybody on this planet really would be fully grounded, they would have lived their full purpose. So nobody really is fully grounded anyway. And listener, trust me, you're not grounded. When you think you're grounded, you're not even half as grounded as you could be. Because first of all, you're an unlimited energy system. Even if you're the most grounded person on the planet, you are not your infinite potential yet.
That's really interesting. Thank you, Carol, for that question. I really liked that. Just touching on that, Atana, that infinite potential. So going back to creating a projector, having this white space, which we're then able to project what we desire onto that, what we want to create in our lives, that's also where we're projecting our infinite potential, or how does that infinite potential come to us? Is that something that we're connecting with from inside ourselves or thinking about? How does that work?
That's a very good question. To make it the most effective projection, I would highly recommend you focus on your purpose in life. If you focus on your purpose in life, then your projection has already a very strong, strong energy behind it, a strong projector lamp behind it, that a light behind it that can project it out strongly, because your purpose is why you're here. And so that's the main core light. And when you shine this amazing light from your purpose onto the projector screen, then you have much more power behind it than you say, well, I just want to have this or that experience.
But first you've got to clear that out so then you can connect to it. But all, this is really what we're talking about is work, doing all the work to clear the space so then we can get focused on that purpose. So
that's a good point, reading your book, doing all of that.
Well, even if you don't know what your purpose is, you can always focus on your freedom.
There's still
something to focus on, you know, like I want my freedom, and that helps me get grounded, and that helps me have a clean screen so that I can project my intentions there. I want my freedom, or I want my health, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a purpose, like a career or something like that. You can start out with, my purpose is to get free.
Yeah, and that can be already a good start. And also, if you have other focus projectors, any other focus that you're projecting onto the screen, that's fine too. You will get it out of the way. But ultimately, even if you don't know what your purpose is, you can still focus on it, and it will materialize. Often we really don't know exactly what it is that we need to do. And even if we know our purpose can change, and then it can be refined or can be readjusted. And we have to just flow with it as it's happening, so that we get to a place where we can be as flexible as possible to be of service.
Well, I find that is a very good place to stop. We'll go ahead and catch everybody up after the commercial break.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
Thank you for your time, listeners, and welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Today's show is Reclaiming Your Faith. I have with me the man of the hour, Atana, Anna, and Carol. I'd like to go ahead and turn the show over to Anna. She can bring us further into our discussion.
Hi, everybody. I'm just having a little giggle to myself because I'm thinking maybe I should just stand up now and say, I'm reclaiming all my space. Get out, girl.
I want to make that t-shirt.
Need to really get grounded, get on my tile floor and scream out, I'm reclaiming my space.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, so Atana, just going back to that projector, that wall, that clear wall. So once we've done all this work of clearing out, which really can be almost, you know, years of cleaning out things. I'm really interested to understand then projecting. Is this something that you do in a meditation? Is this something you do with, like, visual boards? How do you then work with that cleared space?
The easiest way to do this is doing energy work. If you do energy work on yourself, it will energize all the areas and all these aspects that are on the screen. And once they get energized, they will become magnetic and they will find their own, so to speak, enzyme to dissolve. And the more energy work you do on your system, the clearer the screen gets. And energy work, that's why I'm highly recommending when the people learn how to do energy work, the first month to 6 months, you just do everyday energy work on yourself. That means you literally, to the hand positions, to the energy work that the people get initiated in, they start applying that energy work and they clear their screen, the main screen. And there's many smaller screens. Once you clear the main screen, then you can go on to the smaller screens and there's going to be less and less and less interference because you have more space to project your infinite onto that screen, into your life, through you, into the world. And that's really what I love to see when the person starts to shine, when that light really starts to shine and their star is shining on this planet. And they're projecting their purpose, their healing out into the world, and they do what they need to do and inspire lots of other people to stay focused on the beauty, the love, the healing, and the patience and the compassion.
Mm. That's beautiful. I guess that's exactly what you do for everybody too. And it sounds like Carol's really right in that spot as well, Carol.
Yes, I have been an Atana Method practitioner since 2008. And it's beautiful how it just does keep evolving, right? You know, because as he has said, you know, we are infinite, we're vast. And even like we were talking about grounding, I've lost track of how many different revelations I've had about the understanding of being grounded, right? Because it just keeps unfolding. And you start out, like Gautama said, with just do the hand position. Personally, when I met him and did the class in 2007, I felt nothing. I was like, I wasn't one of those, people who was like, came to the class with gifts or anything like that. I just came because I knew I needed to be there, right? And, but I didn't feel the energy moving, and I didn't see anything happening. But, in fact, we've referenced this before. I even had a little, a little pouting time in there when I stopped doing my daily work for a week or so because I couldn't feel it or see what was going on or anything. And, Atana, in his beautiful, gentle, compassionate way, convinced me that it was being effective, right? Just keep doing it. And that was so true because I did. I persisted. And eventually, like one day I'm talking to him and I said, well, I saw this. And, he had to point that out to me. He's like, see, it's starting to happen. And so that's like something that can't be stressed enough is when you learn how to do the energy work, and you apply it to yourself, you start, it's like, power washing that screen, right? You start clearing away all the smudges on there and stuff, and you start getting, some of your space back, whether you even know it or not. And like what he was saying with your purpose, you have your intention, I want to be focused on my purpose. And even just saying that, you don't have to know what your purpose is, but your intention is that that's your focus. And eventually, it's going to reveal itself.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Carol. Yeah, that was great. So, Atana, yeah. Can I just quickly ask you, how many people do you teach each year?
Oh, it goes from the 3-4 classes a year. Now I'm giving my teachers more space to teach because they are such amazing beings. Carol is one of my teachers, and I teach, I guess like 50 to 200 people a year. I hand select them too so that I can be sure that they can hold that frequency. Because once you start on this journey, it's going to be intense. You're changing not just your life, you're changing literally your whole trajectory into the future because you're also healing your past lives. And that means this is one of the ultimate journey, so to speak, because you're really clearing all of your system, all of your life in such a way that you are able to live your healing purpose and service on all levels, And it depends, And then I have also the online classes and the in-person classes that I love. But also, I love to see my teachers teaching. With Carol, for example, when she taught her first class and she had her first student, and it was just so, it brought me to tears just to see how beautiful that was, having a new student and Carol gave him what he needed on his journey to be successful, a successful healer. And then he was so grateful that he had met me, and I was so grateful that it's just mercy, it's just a miracle, and I'm just happy and grateful that I can support and be part of this healing transformation,
Mm. That's great. Carol, so can I just quickly ask you, you've been doing this since 2008, you said. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm just fascinated because I've only been working with Etana. This is my third year. You know, you've been doing it for a long time. What are the biggest changes you've seen in yourself?
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure there's many, but what are the biggest changes you've seen in yourself?
Well, I'm free. I think that has to be the first thing that's come to me. Back in 2007, I was suppressed, by my family situation. I was, made to feel small and believed that I was. And I had so many, impositions onto my, projector screen, right? That I believed that I was small. And so one of the biggest changes that I've had over all these years is I have come to realize the infinite being that I am, or well, let me rephrase that. I've started to get a glimpse. But I have found my freedom. I have claimed more and more and more of my space. Do I have time to tell this quick story about, I remember back in 2010, I had gone to a functional medicine clinic and, the testing revealed that I had parasites. And I went back to my next session with Etana and I'm like distressed, right? I have parasites. This is awful. So he looked at me and he said, great. And I said, what do you mean great? And he said, well, it's being revealed now. And so now you can transform it. And so I started to get that idea of claiming space then, you know, like to really internalize it, right? Because I was literally claiming physical space back from beings who were living inside me, claiming my space. And I learned the beauty of once you see it, that's when you get to transform it. And so you apply that over the years. It's like when something becomes visible, okay, good. Now I get to transform it. So just having that knowledge is also just very liberating.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
She has some stories, I bet. Anna, I think you really want to take and communicate and ask Carol a couple of questions. Honestly, she's going to, she has some amazing questions. And you know, she is the one that comes into the session with like a little notebook. And say, oh, I have a question.
Sitting in the front seat.
It's funny. I'm taking notes as we do this radio show as well. Like I love keeping notes down as we go.
I have 19 spiral notebooks.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of spiral notebooks.
But so here's another transition in my part, right? So I would come to a ton of sessions, notebook in hand, right? Taking notes of everything he says so I can understand it. And I don't remember at what year it started dropping off, but I do remember like one of the first times I came into his office and went straight to the healing table and he applauded me. He was like, oh, we finally get to work now, right? But now I do healing work and it's like every now and then I take notes. So I've really made this transition into trusting more what happens, what gets incorporated. And, you know, another thing that we have not touched on is the consciousness space that we gain when we do energy work. That's another area that that has changed in me greatly over the years is, you know, as you claim more space, you're also claiming more consciousness space, which gives you more awareness to navigate your life.
Beautiful.
I think that'd be a great topic. right now, though, I think we need to take a commercial break. I always hate being the one to say that, but we are going to go ahead and take a commercial break. We'll talk to you in a second.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
Nuvet Plus, your pet's best friend. Nuvet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Thank you, listeners, and welcome. We want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. Thank you so much again for taking your time and listening to us. Today's show was Reclaiming Your Space. We had a few things that we were able to cover. We had a special guest, Miss Carol. We also want to say hi to our Miss Saber, who's out there in the lovely world today. I'll give Anna a chance to say hi to Miss Saber.
Hello, wonderful Saber. Have fun wherever you are.
We miss
She's
you.
In Mexico. I think she's having a great time.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly ask you, I know, because Jody, I know you've got a great story you want to share with us, but I just really quickly want to ask Carol one more question. Sorry, lots of questions for Carol this week. Carol, do you love connecting with the other teachers? Like, getting into that space must be quite amazing, because I'm in Australia. I don't even know how many other students are over here, but how is it amazing connecting with the other teachers?
Yes, that's just a truly beautiful sense of family. You know, when you attend the class, an in-person class, you start to get a sense that you've met some of your star family. And as I've been here, I've been lucky enough to, you know, be here in Nashville with Atana all these years. So I've seen the family grow, right? And those of us that have taken the teacher class together are, you know, even closer in the star family with each other, I feel, right? Because we shared a lot. But everybody that comes, even when you come to the one-minute meditation, and you really can feel it even on a recording. This energy is present. But being lucky enough to be in the room with people in the one-minute meditation, it can be somebody's first time. Somebody can come in off the street and join us for the one-minute meditation, and you feel the connection with this person, because you're all in oneness there. And so you get a connection sense that, you know, like we have to know each other, you know, in other dimensions, right?
Mm. Well, I'm going to have to come over at some point. I want to come and get in that space with all of you.
I would love that, Emma.
Yes,
give
you must.
Give hugs. I want a couple of Atana hugs.
Oh, that would be so lovely having you here.
Yeah. Jody, you going to tell that story?
I'm going to tell this story because I was told it's funny. Okay, so these two kids is what the story is about. A mother and her two children. So mom got home, got a phone call from the school administration that her two sons were extremely rude to the bus driver. The mother she went ahead and punished them by making them wear this big cardboard sign, almost like a homeless person would carry. And it said, being bad and rude to our bus driver. Now mom's making us walk. So she made those kids walk 4 miles in the snow while she taped it on Facebook and put it up for the whole world to see. So I don't know. I think that's a great way to teach your kids.
Oh my gosh.
How many views did it get? I wonder if it got like 10,000 views or something.
and I'll
that's
be
the
happy
kind of story you hear from your grandpa.
I'll be happy to help those children out when they need healing.
Yeah, right?
There you go.
That's right. You've got to clear the shame out. Clear the shame out.
Oh, you really don't hear a lot of stories that parents do this anymore because, I think I've heard something about a mother making someone do jumping jacks as a form of punishment. She got in trouble. So it's great to see a mother actually taking responsibility, I think, in a great way. I doubt her kids will ever be rude to another bus driver.
No, they won't be rude to their bus driver ever again.
Well, that was our funny story day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Atana, I just want to hear, just if we can, please, just a little bit from you, because I know we're going to have to finish soon. Just about, you know, how people can, or really, how people can make that first step in connecting with you so they can connect and reclaim their space in the world. Because, you know, as the population is growing, I think people physically feel like they don't have a lot of space in life, but more so about reclaiming that internal space. So then they can be creating good things in the world and not just recreating all this unconscious conditioning. What's the best first steps people can take to connect to you or to make that way?
One of the best first steps is have the hope that there is more space, even if you don't see it yet, even if you don't even know it yet, that there is more space, because a lot of people are right now in a depressed state and fighting for their survival. And you have to know that there's more than enough space when you connect to your infinite. The infinite is within you, but the infinite is also all around you. If you do the first step by even hoping, by even giving you permission to feel, to think about that there might be a place of more space for you, that will open up the intention to actually reach that point where you have more space. Don't give up in terms of projecting yourself out into the future and knowing that there is a space for you. There is a space for you in all areas of this world, in all areas of this universe, there's a space for you. You are, in fact, occupying space right now on the planet by being in the body. That means you already claimed your space. You already incarnated on the planet. So the first step is already successfully completed. The easiest, the next step is just how to create or fill that space with what you want it to be and what you want to experience in life.
That's great. We could do a whole session on just connecting with that.
Yes. And then, of course,
I love the way Atana puts it together as well.
Yeah,
I love the
way
you put it together, Atana. It's amazing.
But thank you, everybody. And please check out my website. Find me on Facebook. Find me. You can find me. If you look to your infinite space, you're going to come across me. You're going to find me anyway.
Have a little hope. Have a little faith.
I've been waiting in the infinite.
Projection. Well, I love that you do the Atana on class, the Atana method. Also,
your
Atana Method online class?
Yes. On the Atana Method class, check out the class, check out the mantra, check out the Sacred Inner Dialogue. And, you know, I mean, I'm out there. You can find me. There's, like, no excuse that you couldn't find me. I'm out there.
Well, Atana, I'm looking forward to doing our session, our one-on-one session, because I'm going to get you to help me reclaim some space tomorrow, which would be great.
Yeah,
I really love this topic. So thank you very much for allowing me to throw that one out there. It's been a really great session. And, Carol, I've really enjoyed speaking with you. I find, listening to your story too just inspiring as well. So thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to your visit to the States.
Yay.
We'll go ahead and end the show for today. We want to thank all of our listeners and catch Atana, like she says, on his website at www.ataanamessage.com. We look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you and have a good night.
Thank you, everybody.